السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشہد ان محمدا عبدہ ورسولہ. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. آج اللہ تعالی کے فضل سے جماعت احمدیہ موریشس کا جو
احمدیہ کمیونٹی ان موریشس از ہولڈنگ دیئر 44th اینوئل کنونشن. دس از دی فرسٹ اینوئل کنونشن ان مائی پریزنس. And I feel it is the first Jalsa Salana which Jamaat Ahmadiyya Mauritius is holding in presence of a caliph. May Allah make this annual convention successful in every way. And may this Jalsa be a landmark in the progress and advancement of Jamaat Ahmadiyya Mauritius. You must always remember that the annual conventions of Jamaat Ahmadiyya have specific aims. And the central purpose is to gain fear of Allah and gain righteousness, to develop love of God in your hearts. And to turn your attention to act upon His commandments. To attain this aim, you should try to spend these days in worship and worship of Allah. If you have gained this aim, and try to make it part and lasting part and part of your life, then you should think that you have attained the purpose of this jalsa. So, during these days, you should make a special effort to realize this aim. And in these 3 days, you and your friends and relations should make a realization and feel that you have made a distinctive change in your life. If these changes are not developing and the standard of your piety and your righteousness is not advancing, then it is useless to attend such meetings. Because Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has said it clearly that this is not an amusement fair where people gather and just have social gatherings and there is an uproar and they raise slogan and that's all. One year when Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam realized that people are not paying attention to it, he did not hold the gathering. If the slogans are not being raised from within the heart, if the slogans are not raising a passion of making a change in your life, then such slogans are of no use. If listening to speeches, there is only a temporary excitement, and after the meeting you stand at the same level as you stood before the jalsa, and you are not the one who are stepping ahead in your spiritual progress, then you should ponder as to why did you attend the jalsa. You should ponder and reflect as to what Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam expects from us. So if each one of you develop a custom of this reflection and develop a realization for it. Hazuri, just wondering whether the interpreter has the microphone. Young and old, women and men, they should, if they would try to pass these 3 days with this aim, then in these 3 days they will not only be progressing in their spiritual station, they will have this realization even after the jalsa that they are trying to act upon the teaching given by Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. We have taken a pledge on the hand of promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, on the conditions which take us towards developing a fear of God and righteousness within us. We have taken a pledge on the conditions which is reminding us to mold our lives on the practice of the Holy Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you do not develop this realization, then it is of no use to become an Ahmadi. Rather, it is to become sinful. And with it, it is to be imprisoned in the material life without any aim. Here also, you sometimes have to face an opposition from other Muslims. With the grace of Allah, a large majority of you developing righteousness in your heart they bear the difficulties and problems which come in your way because you are an Ahmadi. And you also become beneficiary of the blessings of Allah. But those who are not trying to make changes in their life after becoming an Ahmadi, they are unnecessarily facing these oppositions. Because not making changes in your character and not paying attention to acting according to that teaching, you are not becoming the beneficiaries of the blessings of Allah. So you have to advance this passion, the passion of bringing about spiritual changes within you. You have to attain higher standards in this. You have to set high standards of acting upon the commandments of God. You have to do your duty to each other. You have to develop an atmosphere of brotherhood between you. As I said, you don't have to stay put in one level, you have to continue to advance ahead. This is the command of Allah, that this must be the aim of your life, that fastabiqul khairat, that you advance in, that you should try to advance and step and compete with each other in advancing in piety. When you will make an effort to try to compete with each other in piety, then you will also be setting high standards of virtue. And this will only happen if you will develop fear of God within you. Therefore, by keeping fear of Allah in your heart during these days of Jalsa, by acting on righteousness, by praying to God, by kneeling before Him, by seeking His help, you will try to advance in taqwa, that is, fear of God and righteousness. And the duty Allah has made it obligatory for us, has made our duty, we should try to attain it, try to fulfill it. You, the Ahmadis, are fortunate people who have joined the community of the Imam of the time. You have fulfilled the prophecy of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You have become those who have acted upon the instruction of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that whenever Mahdi appears, you must believe in him. Even if you have to go on your knees on glaciers to reach him. Therefore, you should be proud and be happy of becoming an Ahmadi. That you have believed in every prophecy of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all his commands. But this faith will only be perfected when you will act upon the teaching of this in-depth lover of the Holy Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will be acting upon the admonition of the Holy Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, the teaching which he gave us by understanding fully the practice and the commands of the Holy Prophet of Islam. Today, no one understands the Holy Quran and the practice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, because the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has declared him as a judge and arbiter, hakam and adal, and he understands the practice of the Holy Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So whatever explanation this Imam will give, that will be the correct explanation. The teaching which he will implement among you, that is the teaching which will take you near God. The verse of the Holy Quran that I have recited, Allah says in that verse that you should develop fear of God and seek the company of the truthful. And the most truthful after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the sincere servant, the most sincere servant of him. Therefore, if you have developed a contact with this truthful one, you should make it firmer by the day. And you have to try to become the community, the type of community he wanted to raise. Tell the world that whether you consider us Muslim or not Muslim, it makes no difference to us. We have acted upon the instructions and commands of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and have believed in this Mahdi and have joined his community. Now it is we alone through whom the future history of Islam will be formed. And therefore we tell you also that come and join the community of the greatest lover of the Holy Prophet of Islam and make your life here and in the hereafter better. But when you will be inviting the world to this, you will have to examine your own character as well. Whether we or what a revolutionary change we have brought about within us. After believing in this Imam, the Mahdi, and the greatest truthful person, what examples do we set? What are the standards of our own taqwa, righteousness? What teaching the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, gave us, and what expectations he had with us, from us, and to what extent we are acting upon those expectations and fulfilling those expectations. Now, in brief, I will mention a few things by reading the quotations from the writings of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, as to what expectations he holds with us and what teachings are we giving to us and what admonition he gives to us. He says, my friends, do not look down, do not lack giving full honor to his teachings. The poison of the present material philosophies must not affect you. Like a child, you should follow his commands. Observe Salat prayer, because that is a key to all good fortune. And when you stand in Salat prayer, it should not be that as though you are only fulfilling a tradition. But as you do a material ablution before the prayer, you should also do a spiritual ablution before standing in Salat prayer. Wash all your limbs with the thoughts of other than God. Then you should stand with respect in prayer and be absorbed in the Salat prayer. And develop a custom of weeping and seeking humbly from him so that you are shown mercy. Follow truthful, for God is watching the conditions of your heart. Can man deceive God also? Then Promised Messiah says further, take away all your enmity and hatred and all kind of evil thoughts, and become like one family. There are only two commands of God. One is the unity of God, and also to worship Him alone. And secondly, the sympathy for mankind and for your brothers. So this is the pious teaching of the greatest truthful one of this time. By believing in Him, by joining His community, one can truly become a truthful one. First He reminded us of the most fundamental thing, that since I claim that I am an Ahmadi Muslim, you must always keep this in mind, that whatever hundreds of commandments of God there are in God, you must give them full respect and honor. You must not think of even a single command that if I did not act upon it, it makes no difference. Another place Promised Messiah says, one who does not act upon these commands and ignores even a single commandment of God, he is not of my community. You who live in this tiny island where every follower of religion has some respect and link with his religion, but the speed with which the world is becoming a global village, people are also coming on this small island as well, who are moving away from religion. Then many boys and girls of the new generation go abroad to gain to receive education. And these boys and girls listen to different ideologies and different thoughts, which take one away from God, who take one away from the beautiful teaching of Islam. Therefore, you must remember that you should save yourself from such ideologies and such philosophies which can take you away from God. You will find ample proof in the teachings of Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam to reject such ideologies and such philosophies. Therefore, you should not suffer any kind of inferiority complex. Promised Messiah says, as a young child acts upon the instructions of his parents, you should also try to act in the same way on the commandments of Allah most sincerely. But you must remember that to act upon these commandments, you will have to pay attention to reading the Holy Quran and to listen to its commentaries. So, to follow piety, you will have to act upon the commands of Allah and be beneficiary and deserve His blessings. And to gain His blessings, the best means is the Salat prayer. Therefore, you should pay attention to observe Salat prayer and do not observe prayer only for show or for a transitory excitement. But as I observe today that the mosque is full, all your mosque should be fully populated. And they should always be full. One thing I have most liked, that you have paid attention to build mosques. And you have built most beautiful mosques in even small places. But you will have to fill these mosques with the pious and sincere worshippers. Our purpose is not just to put up buildings, but is to create Ibadur Rahman, the worshippers of Rahman God. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has said, if you will observe prayers, only then you will gain the blessings of God. And you will gain His blessings. As Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has said, you should come to the prayer when you have the fear of God in your heart. Secondly, the thoughts of the world or material thoughts should not be in your mind. You should uproot them completely from your heart. When you will observe the Salat prayer by being utterly sincere, and then Allah will show mercy to you and will be compassionate. Another important thing with this worship is your character. In other actions also, your piety must be reflected. Therefore, to gain these high standards, truth should reflect from all your words and acts. There should never should any deception reflect from your acts. Because if our words have untruth and falsehood, then it is taking us towards idolatry and association with God. Therefore, to protect yourself from idolatry, you will have to purify yourself and your children from falsehood and from lies. As he said, Allah, there are two major commands of God. Therefore, you must always keep them in view. One is to believe in one and only God and to worship Him. you must not love more than God anything else. And this love demands that you act upon each and every command of God. Secondly, you should be sympathetic and show sympathy with mankind, with the creation of God. You must not hurt any of your brother in any way. Rather, you should help each other. If you are not doing these two things, then it is only the word, it's only your false claims to believe the Imam of the time and join his community. Therefore, it is the duty of every Ahmadi that the pain with which promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has admonished his followers, they must act sincerely on those admonitions. Other thing in this connection, what I wanted to say is that we are fortunate that with the new inventions, Allah has made an arrangement and gave an opportunity to convey the teachings of promised Messiah in his own words. So you should benefit from this and the blessing which Allah has given us for Ahmadiyyat. So whatever programs that you can understand, you should watch on MTA, and you should develop a practice of listening to the Friday sermon regularly. Because whatever I have examined during the meetings with the people, that I have found that there are a large number of the members who do not benefit from the transmission of the Friday sermons. The administration of the Jamaat should pay attention to it, so should the auxiliary organizations. And examine as to how many people are benefiting from MTA and what effort they should make so that people can take full advantage of this facility. Because whatever interest is being developed of taking people away from religion, to the same extent you have to make effort to bring them back to religion. So as you work hard for this and purify people, you should, as I just said, you should also create interest and attention of the people to observe Salat prayer. As I said, during these days, you should also make this resolve and seek help from God and make effort that most of the programs in which you are being invited to God, you should listen to it attentively. During these days, you should also pay attention to meet each other and spread the feelings of brotherliness and love and affection among you. because the atmosphere that you have gained of this gathering, this is the best opportunity to spread love and affection between you. You should pay special attention to develop all kind of good character in you. And then make this change as a lasting part of your life, so that your society should see that Ahmadis set high standard in worship and a high standard in moral character. There is a distinction between Ahmadis and non-Ahmadis. Actions will also be doing a silent preaching. May Allah enable you, and this jalsa should be a means of gaining great affection and mercies and blessings of God. And each one of you should take the untold benefits from the blessings of this jalsa. Ameen.
ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم ودوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.